Hi, this is Martha with Animal World's Tips for Summer, which realistically are probably better labeled summer warnings and precautions. Now, you can't really argue with the fact that summer is a great time of year. With the warm weather and longer days, we spend a lot more time outdoors, and for many of us, much of that time is spent in the garden. Well, if you love your garden and there are animals in your family, there are a few things to be aware of. Most of us know that fertilizers, weed killers, pesticides, and insecticides can be very toxic for our dogs and cats. Fortunately, these days, there are many safe, non-toxic alternatives that are actually better for our environment as well as our animal friends. I hope you'll take the time to find and use them. Hopefully, you also know that traditional slug baits, especially the powdered stuff, is not only highly toxic and will kill dogs and cats, it is also very attractive to them. Slug bait tastes like candy to our dog and cat friends, and most will work hard to get to it. So please be very careful about using and storing it, or better yet, don't even buy that stuff. Now, something you may not know, and I say that because I didn't know until recently, there is a cocoa mulch being sold in our area at familiar stores that is very toxic to animals. It contains theobromine, the same chemical found in chocolate that is poison to dogs and cats. Now, maybe you know about all these things already and would never keep them around your house or use them in your yard. But what about your neighbors? Because you never know what others are doing, I recommend you do not allow your dogs off-leash to run through neighbors' yards as you walk through the neighborhood. Not only is keeping them on-leash the right thing to do, it also could save their life. Another potential poison for our animal friends is antifreeze. It also tastes like candy to them, and they are highly attracted to it, and unfortunately, it kills quickly. So if you do your own radiator servicing, please be careful handling the antifreeze. After draining, dispose of the contents immediately and responsibly. If you spill any, clean it up right away. Better yet, don't mess with the bad stuff. Spend a little more and use the safe, non-toxic antifreeze. Another summer FYI, mostly for your cat friends, especially those that like to chew on plants. You probably know that some houseplants are toxic, but did you know that some flowers are too? Unfortunate but true, one of my personal favorites comes to mind, lilies. I have them in the yard, but not in my house. If you want more information or a list of toxic plants and flowers, the ASPCA website at www.aspca.org is where to get it. Also, in case of emergency, write this number down, the ASPCA Animal Poison Control Center, 888-426-4435. That's 888-426-4435. Write it down and post it someplace prominent. Finally, what we love the most about summer, the sun, is probably the biggest potential hazard for our animals, especially our dogs. Heat prostration or heat stroke takes the lives of many dogs every summer because their humans aren't thinking. Because dogs have a higher body temperature to begin with and cannot sweat off heat like humans, they can seriously overheat much faster than you might think. On a 70-degree day, a car left in the sun, even with windows partially open, can reach a deadly temperature for a dog in only 10 minutes. So my general rule of thumb during the summer, unless you are sure you can park undercover or in the shade, leave the dog at home. Remember, the sun moves, so just because you park in the shade does not mean the car will remain shaded. You will need to check on the car and dog frequently. I suggest every 10 minutes. Now, there may be times that you have no choice but to take your dog with you in the car during hot weather. If that's the case, be wise and be prepared. Take water and a bowl with you, a leash and collar so you can take the dog with you if necessary when you leave the car. And just in case you can't take the dog with you, say you're going into a restaurant, have a crate along. There are collapsible models for easy storage in the car. You can crate the dog in the shade outside of the car. Dogs and other animals can also overheat in a house if they're confined in front of a window and the sun comes through. So pay attention on this one if you're confining a puppy or caring for an elderly, sick, or convalescing animal. Sadly, I had a client years ago that left a paralyzed dog resting comfortably in front of a closed sliding glass door. When the sun came out, the dog could not move away from the window, and when the owner came home, the dog was dead. Please don't let this happen to one of your animal friends, and remember the same is true for birds, small caged animals, and fish. Also, avoid overexerting your animal in hot weather. Exercise is fine when taken in moderation, but obesity, old age, underlying disease, and previous bouts of heat stroke can predispose an animal to the condition. And remember, some dogs don't know when to quit, so you may need to be the wise one and stop the game for rest and cooling off periods. I hope you never need this information, but if you ever find a dog in an overheating situation, here are the important things to do and remember. Be careful and remember to breathe and stay as calm as possible when you handle the animal, especially if they do not know you, as they may be in shock and could bite. Cool them down as soon as possible. Get them into a cooler, well-ventilated area if available. You can put them into a stream or a lake or a bathtub of cool water. Hose them down or soak towels in cold water to lay over them. The biggest danger is the brain overheating, so if resources are limited, put a cold, wet towel on their head first. Call your vet or emergency clinic to let them know you're on the way and get your animal friend there for treatment as soon as possible. Pet owners can be held criminally liable for committing cruelty to animals if a pet dies or is found suffering from heat prostration. If you see an animal that may be in need of assistance, or if you have questions about this kind of situation, you can call the Seattle Animal Shelter at 206-386-PETS. That's 206-386-PETS. Okay, that's it, I hope, what you need to know to keep your animal friends safe this summer. Stay with me now, because Animal World will be right back.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the, well, not Listen Live, Listen and Watch icon on the KKNW website. That will bring up the links that you need to stream the show. All right. It is the first Sunday of the month, which is traditionally now a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with Martha. Your behavior training and healing calls or emails are welcome and take priority. Phone numbers, local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the one, 888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email while we're on the air to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Speaking of that, I have got an email that we started in the last hour. And if you are just joining us, I'm going to read it again because I always tell you guys what we're doing and often give you updates. But even though I think I do it a lot, I still hear from people saying, I just tuned in and I didn't know what you were talking about. So we'll assume that there's at least somebody out there that didn't hear the email. Okay. So those of you that are saying, we already heard it, you're not the one I'm talking to. But I love you anyway. We're talking to everybody. Okay, here we go. My sister just adopted a rescue dog. He's mostly West Highland Terrier and has obviously been abused. He was found running on his own in Idaho on a cold winter morning. He is now very attached to my sister, as he was in his as he was to his rescue mom, but he is afraid of most other people, especially men. He has recently started lunging at people, women or men, where before he just sat there cowering by my sister, quivering and quaking. She is considering getting a thunder jacket for Nigel, having read Temple Grandin's book and loved the movie, and learning about her work with cattle. We are impressed with this idea in that it may help to calm him down. Can you talk about this product or at least the theory behind it? You may have already covered this subject sometime in the past, or you probably have some radio rule where you can't endorse a particular product. And I said, well, kibosh on that. We have no radio rules. I suppose there would be something along those lines, but in this case, it doesn't apply.
Not for us.
No. At any rate, I did explain before the break that the fact that, you know, when she first rescued him, he just cowered and quivered. Now he's starting to lunge at people. That's because when, you know, new situation, there's a honeymoon period, usually lasts 2 to 6 weeks. Once they get comfortable, then the true nature of the beast, as you will, begins to come out. He's just getting more comfortable defending. He is reacting out of fear, as you know. And if you're in a dog suit, you feel threatened or afraid of something. In the dog's mind, the best defense is a powerful offense. So they say, I'm going to act as tough and as nasty as possible to convince who's ever messing with me I'm too tough to mess with. Classic example would be itty bitty little dog barking like crazy and running after the heels of a great big dog and trying to bite the heels. And you think, what is wrong with that little dog? That big dog could turn him down and eat him, or turn around and eat him for breakfast, which is real true. But fortunately, most dogs have enough confidence to know they could eat the little guy for breakfast, and it's just like a mosquito and they don't bother. But every once in a while, they turn around, they do eat him for breakfast. So if you have a little dog, you want to teach him, that's not a good thing to do. Anyway, yes, the dog is reacting out of fear. First of all, address the thunder jacket business. I actually, that is a product that, you know, advertising here on Animal World is by invitation only. This is a product I would advertise because in some cases it does work. The critical word there, of course, being some. It's not an absolute. In my experience, it either works or it doesn't. It's based on the theory of swaddling. And you said explain the concept, you know, the theory behind it. It's based on the theory of swaddling. You know, the big deal now is in raising little babies that, you know, when they're in the womb, they're kind of stuck in there really good. And, you know, they have pressure all around them in the womb. And so when with newborns, mothers these days are typically taught to swaddle them, which is wrapping them pretty tightly in a blanket. And that helps them feel more like they're in the womb and being cuddled. And so they tend to be calmer and all of that. And as with anything, it works with most babies, but not with all. This thunder jacket is based on that swaddling principle, only it's used with dogs. And it's a jacket that you put on them that gets snug and it fits them tightly. Now, I can tell you that, like I said, I would advertise them because for some dogs they work. But for others, they don't seem to make any difference at all. So it's kind of try it and see if it helps your dog. And if it does, that's great. I have never seen, excuse me, a thunder jacket with a situation that seems as dramatic as this little Westie, that it would totally resolve the problem and make all of a sudden the dog has no fear because it's in the thunder jacket. At best, it's going to make them feel a little calmer and more secure, but it's probably not going to eliminate all of the signs that you're dealing with, the signs and the symptoms. But it may help. Okay. Certainly, there's so much that can be done in a case like this to help this dog, but rarely would there ever be something, a quick fix like a thunder jacket that's just automatic. You do it, and blammo, you got a different dog. All of a sudden, he's stable and confident and friendly. Typically, though, with this Severe fear. I mean, the first thing, you know, I would want to make sure is that the owner is educated, understands that dogs are in fact pack animals, and as much as we would like to think that we should treat them like little humans, and especially when they've had an abused background, love and spoil and a coddle and all this sort of thing, that's not what helps these dogs. Dogs are pack animals. There's no getting around it. Life is not fair in the dog world. Okay, and your rights in the group are based on your position in the pecking order. And what helps a scared dog more than anything else is powerful, competent, definitive leadership on the part of their owner. And it's the one time you can get away with being a benevolent dictator, okay? Because it makes dogs emotionally and psychologically stable. Now, cats, it's a whole different thing. Dogs have masters, cats have staff. You know, at best, you think you consider yourself equal with a cat and you serve them. Dogs, you lower the boom and you be a powerful, definitive leader. And that's what helps them relax. Now, so the first thing is new owners should change their attitude with this dog, because no doubt they're thinking, oh, poor dog, was abused, it's frightened, you know, it didn't get this, it didn't get that, and yet who knows what happens. And within, remember, thought directs energy, energy follows thought, thought magnifies and intensifies energy. And the more you think of the dog as abused and a poor little thing, that's what you make them and help them to be. So what the owner needs to realize is that, A, this is not an abused and abandoned dog anymore. He probably fell into a great big pan of dog fudge when your sister adopted him. So he's now a lucky dog that's got real messed up behavior, and he needs to learn some impulse control and control that stuff. Pull up his big boy pants and learn how to be a stable dog. Okay, so attitude is important. Understanding the leadership, that in and of itself may not solve the problem either. Sometimes it can be simply that the dog did not get the training, did not get the socialization, that the fearful, defensive behavior has been rewarded, because after all, a little snappy little terrier lunges at you and comes at you all teeth and hair. Rot, 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 rot. What happens? Most people back off. Dog says, yeah, that worked. Okay. I mean, and that a lot of reason why dogs typically, you know, dogs go after uniformed people. Well, because we don't think about it. Look at the mailman, the UPS guy, federal, all of those. They all come to the door with something and they leave it and then they go away. Well, the dogs don't understand they come to leave something and go away. In the dog's mind, they're invading territory. And the dog barks like crazy. What happens? The guy goes away. Each time that happens, dog notches his little belt and says, yeah. Okay. So that's where, see, when I work with something like that, we stop the defensive and aggressive behavior on the part of the dog. And then we change the way the dog feels about the mailman or the UPS guy or the federal guy. Okay. So it is possible that this Westie is a genetically stable dog, and with past experience and history, he has on the sensitive side and has learned to behave this way. And therefore, with some behavior modification and training, we teach him impulse control, stop this behavior, then change the way he feels about people. We'd be good with all of that. And that's something, you know, that I or another behaviorist or trainer could help with in person. On the other hand, the fact that this dog is a rescue dog probably means that, see, usually the really stable, easygoing, middle-of-the-roader dogs that aren't a problem, they usually don't get dumped or run away, get lost, or whatever. Okay, they usually stay with it. The ones that end up in the shelters and the rescue. Now, again, remember, there's exceptions to everything I say. It's not the rule. But the ones that get dumped or lost or whatever usually have some problems. Okay? And often it is genetic and a basic endocrine immune imbalance and extreme and irrational fears and or aggression, but and mostly fears, relate to a thyroid imbalance. which is part of the Pluckner syndrome, which is what I'm going to talk more about today. So at the very least with this dog, I would check the T3 and T4 hormones to see if this dog is hypothyroid. If he does test, if the T4 is below 2 and the T3 is below 100, he is hypothyroid. This dog will behaviorally respond positively to thyroid supplementation. On the other hand, he's likely also to have the Pluckner syndrome and have other hormones out of balance. And in order to be complete resolution, may need to be tested for that, treated for that. And then when you have a dog whose hormones are out of balance and they do have the Pluckner syndrome, it's very likely that they have food allergies or sensitivities. And so you want to look at what this dog is eating. This dog should be on the highest quality of food that the owner can afford to feed. It needs to be a simple formula and hypoallergenic, and then you rotate the food so that allergies don't develop from this point on. And if the dog is eating something he is allergically sensitive to, that can trigger the fearful behavior. So this is a lot more detailed and can be a lot more complicated than the surface. There isn't just one right answer for this dog. And that's why I'm saying, by all means, try a Thunder Jacket. Because pretty much wherever you buy that, if it doesn't work, you can take it back and get your money back. So there's no reason not to try it. But at best, I would consider it a helpful aid. At worst, it's not going to make any difference. But if it doesn't help at all, you can take it back. All right. Now, without the owner on the phone and with a lot, you know, more time to deal with this, I mean, I could talk her through a lot of stuff. But I am going to be addressing the Pluckner syndrome, what it's all about, telling you guys where to get more information. And from now on the first Sundays of the month in my behavior training and healing shows, I'm going to do more. I'm going to do a special healing part and deal with more of the Pluckner syndrome for you guys to understand. Now, if you can't stay with me, or if you know nothing about the Pluckner syndrome, what you can do is go to the Animal World Archives. MarthaNorwalk.com, on the homepage, click on Audio Archives, scroll down to the bottom. We haven't always archived the Animal World shows, but we began archiving them with a Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner, who this syndrome is named after because he discovered it 50 years ago. And we have saved all of the Vet Sundays with Dr. Al on my audio archives on the website. So you can get a lot more information about this by going and back and listening to the Vet Sundays that I did with Dr. Al Pluckner. So, you know, when you have time, go do that. That will help you a lot. And other than that, stay tuned, because when I get to it, we're going to do more Pluckner stuff. And I would lay money on the table, Mary Beth, that this Westie is either 1, hypothyroid, 2, Pluckner syndrome, and he may have both, and could have food allergies to boot. Okay, and just to let you know how the attitude can affect, I'll tell you, I got called in on, because I tend to see the worst of the worst cases, and this is a Wheaton Terrier serious fear problems, has bitten a number of times, was a rescue dog also, rescued by a vet. Kept him with the family, thought, oh, I'll just give it to an old couple, maybe that'll solve the problems. Didn't solve the problems. Dog continued to get worse. They've had the dog about 2.5 years. They got referred by a trainer that I have educated to Dr. Bill for Pluckner syndrome. Dog was hypothyroid and Pluckner syndrome on medication, but still the barking, the biting behavior has not been resolved. They then got referred to me. I met with them this last week. We've done hours of prep. I spent 5 hours with them on Saturday. I will tell you that in my 45 years of professional experience of being a behavior therapist and working with dogs, this dog makes the top 10 in terms of the worst and the most difficult to deal with. It's that bad. Now, but I'll also tell you that with addressing the Pluckner syndrome on medication, when we get the diet correct, usually these problems go away.
You know, and you don't need a lot of training and behavior modification to change the behavior. But in this case, the behavior's not changing at all. But I have to tell you, sitting with those people, what I learned there. Now, this they've had at least three, maybe four other trainers in to work with them. The dog that has bit all of them, bit or tried to bit all of them. Okay. And when I looked at the history and how it's been handled, not ever has this dog been told that his behavior is wrong. He's never been corrected. At the least, they have allowed and tolerated the bad behavior. And in the vast majority of cases, when the dog got the worst, when he barked so much and was so out of control around people, if one of the couple really had to visit with those people, the other one would take the dog to the park. So he got to go to the park with his mom or dad and have a wonderful afternoon. The dog has been actually rewarded for the bad behavior all along. Okay, that's where the change of attitude comes in, and sometimes the training behavior modification. So there can be a lot involved in these cases. So at any rate, that's where we'll start with that. And we'll do more about the Pleckner stuff. And your sister, even though she's now, she obviously, wherever she was, she's not in this area. So I can't work with her in person, but I can certainly work with her over the phone. She can call on Behavior Sundays. I can certainly coach her through all of this if more is needed. But that's the basics. And now, let's see. How do you get dog from ripping everything? So that must be a question of somebody that called in. So we've got, let's see, one question about ripping everything apart and getting into trouble. Thunder Jacket worked for me, or should I say the dog? So is that somebody that called in and said the Thunder Jacket worked for them, Kathy?
Yes. Actually, these were my questions.
Oh, okay.
The Thunder Jacket did really help a lot.
Good, okay.
But, you know, we've got a caller on the line.
Yeah, that's where I'm going next.
Yeah,
but I just wanted to
She's
read.
More important.
Yeah, we're going to get to her next. But okay, so you had good success with the Thunder Jacket. See,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It either usually really helps or it doesn't do anything at all. So it's well worth trying because you can always take it back and get your money back.
Okay. Well, it didn't cure everything.
Right,
but,
exactly. That's what I'm saying.
It's just
not going to solve
right.
with the but it may help a lot.
Calming.
And we'll get more to that and the ripping everything apart and getting into trouble. That's your question, Kathy?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll come back to that. And in this case, let's go to, is it Janie?
Janie.
Let's go Merced, California?
Yes.
I've never heard of that. Janie in Merced, California, welcome to Animal World. You're live.
Hi. I have two cats. They're sisters. Lucy and Ethel is what I named them.
Oh, isn't that cute?
And Lucy is almost feral. She's very, very skittish. And Ethel is the one that's the lover. I mean, they both love me and are on me all the time. We're in the process of moving out of state. So when we move, we leave the back door cracked so they can come and go. And we let them have all the food and water that they can have. Well, Miss Ethel got herself locked in the garage while we were gone.
Ah.
And she's fine. We were gone 9 days, and she's fine, except she won't leave me alone.
Right.
She has scratched my face to wake me up last night. We got home last night, and she just won't. If I'm walking around, she's meowing.
Yeah, I don't blame her. She's afraid you're going to disappear again.
Yes.
She's going to be locked up.
The problem is Miss Lucy is gone. I can't find her. She's usually home within an hour or two.
Well, okay, so let me get the chronological order together in my mind. Lucy and Ethel, you guys are moving, so
yeah.
You left.
Uh-huh.
Inadvertently, Ethel got locked in the garage, but
yes.
Lucy was left out?
Lucy was left out.
Now, did Lucy disappear while you were gone?
Yes, I think so, yes.
So she wasn't there when you came. Ethel was locked up when you came home, and Lucy was gone?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Oh, dear, Janie. All right, now, what I would say... don't blame Ethel at all, because she's afraid you're going to disappear again. She's going to get locked up.
Yeah.
And likely what happens, see, neither, ideally, hindsight being 20/20, and the lesson you want to learn from this is that cats are great communicators.
Mm-hmm.
And especially on a telepathic and empathetic level. And Jannie, anybody can communicate to the animals on this level.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, I did on the first Sunday of the month, I believe I started on the first Sunday of January this year. I did a whole show on interspecies and telepathic. Y'all guys remember that? On interspecies telepathic communication and how to do this. So, Jannie, you can go back to my website in the archives, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on audio archives. Go back. Start with the first Sunday of January this year, January 2012.
Okay.
And then you can pick up the first Sundays of each month since then as I continued the subject. That you'll get all the details about communicating. But hindsight being 20/20, what needed to happen is that you needed to explain to these girls what's going on.
Oh.
Now, to do that, you just talk to them out loud in English. Imagine it in your mind as you're speaking. They get the pictures in your mind. They feel what you're feeling. You can get all the rest of the details off my archived shows. But essentially what you needed to do is explain to them, look, we're packing up all our stuff and we're going to drive. We're moving to another place. Now, were you going to take the cats with you?
Oh, yes,
okay.
Definitely. And in fact, I talk to them and tell them we're moving. We're selling the house and we're moving and mommy and daddy are going and setting up a new home for them.
Okay. But then the other part is you need to let them know how many lights and dark. You can't say we're going to be gone for, you know, a week or a month. Talk to them in lights and darks. We will be gone, but we'll leave the door open. We'll leave food for you. You can come and go as you need to. And so, you know, if somebody's coming in to check on them, you can tell them about that. Then we will come back. And when everything has been moved to the new house, we're going to collect you guys and we're going to take you with us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you have to be sure and stay here because when we're ready to make the move, we'll come back here to get you and then we'll take you with us. If you've run off somewhere, we won't know where you are and you may get left behind.
Okay. I've never told them that.
Right. So you need to explain all of the details. Okay. Now, unfortunately, it's really a shame that Ethel got locked in because, now that's traumatized her. You've got to apologize to her for that. Say, gosh, I had no idea you were in the garage and we locked you in. When the next trip we make to the new place, we'll make sure that you're outside, and I'll be sure and explain to you where we're going, how long we're going to be gone, and when we'll be back. And by the way, Jannie, I'm a great fan of, I call it sending mental postcards, because with the telepathic and empathetic communication, there's no issue with distance. So every day, you would sit down, close your eyes, imagine them in your mind, and explain to them, well, we've driven all the way, we're at the new place, we're unpacking everything, we're going to be here another few lights and darks, then we're going to get in the car and come home. But you would check with them every day and let them know what's going on and remind them what they're supposed to be doing, sticking close to home because you'll be home soon and all that sort of stuff. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So you just got to apologize to Ethel for what happened and promise her that it won't happen again and you'll be sure that she's not locked in the next time you go.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now with Lucy, feels to me, obviously, she didn't understand what was going on. She didn't know how long you were going to be gone, if you were coming back. And her friend Ethel, you know, and remember there's power in numbers. See, was locked in and they were separated.
Yeah.
So, and if Lucy's almost feral, she may have gone back to the wild.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she also may have gone looking for another place or something.
Yeah.
How long has she been gone at this point?
Well, we've been gone 9 days.
And how long have you been? How long have you been back? Just came home last night?
Yeah.
All right.
But
now
she's usually right here. That's what worries me.
Right.
Her sister Ethel is the one that usually takes a day, you know, several hours to come home, but Lucy's here.
Yeah. Well, but see, things were not normal. You were gone,
yeah.
and Ethel was locked up. So she may have gone out in search of who knows what, or, you know, another environment or whatever. But generally speaking, when animals, dogs and cats, go missing, now this is usually a case of somebody escapes, they get frightened, or they take off in some way, shape, or form. The general rule of thumb is dogs run, cats hide.
Uh-huh.
So in the most cases, you're going to find a missing cat very close, but hiding.
Uh-huh.
Dogs can run forever.
Yeah.
Okay, and this comes from Missing Pet Partnership and the studies that they have done. And their website, missingpetpartnership.org, has a lot of great advice about finding animals. But generally speaking, if Lucy didn't take off somewhere and get herself in trouble, Lucy's probably close and hiding, because her security blanket, which was her relationship with Ethel, being together, was upset.
Yeah.
So she's probably close. So what you don't want to do, if you stay in fear and you think, oh, God, she probably took off, maybe she got eaten, maybe that she'll never, will sit, da-da-da-da, and you stay in the fear and the worry, you keep her away from you. You help that to continue to happen. Okay? So what you need to do is to calm yourself, breathe, and start talking to her telepathically. Close your eyes, imagine Lucy, and start telling her, hey, it's Mom and Dad, we're home. We are back at the house. And we're so sorry. We went to the new place, and we didn't know that Ethel was in the garage, and Ethel was locked in the garage. You were outside by yourself. We're so sorry, but we're home now. You need to come back. Come back and talk to her about coming back. See her. Feel her coming back. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
And then assume she's coming back. Now, you can also, pray and ask the guardian angels to bring her back. If you give me permission, I will set up some energy, and I will pray and ask that she be guided and protected back to you. I don't consider myself great necessarily at locating lost animals and all of that stuff, but I'm not getting a hit that she's gone, that she's off the planet, that she's out of her body. I think she's close and hiding, but that's just what I'm getting now.
Okay.
And I think you posted on this online about this, did you not?
No.
You didn't post on Robin's site?
No.
Oh.
This is the first time I've ever talked to you or heard you.
Okay. But you don't belong to the Soul Spa?
No.
Oh, my goodness, because there's somebody... Well, somebody else posted about a problem with a cat just like this very recently on that site. And that was the hit I got reading that. And I'm getting that your case is similar to that. And I got the cat was close and hiding.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So stay out of your fear. Start talking to her. Now, you can also talk to Ethel. And tell her, look, at Lucy's out there, and you were locked up. Go get Lucy. Bring her back. Mm-hmm. And ask the guardian angels to surround her and bring her back to you. I will do what I can do. And everybody listening, we'll all pray and send energy to help Lucy, and ask that, you know, we always pray for the highest good, but that she be escorted back to Janie. And back home to Ethel and the family. And then from now on, make sure that nobody gets locked up, and you explain to both the girls what's going on and that they need to stay close to home, because when you're ready to permanently make the move, you will take them with you.
Mm-hmm.
If you leave and they're still there, that means you're coming back. But they need to stay close to the house, because you'll come back to get them. Mm-hmm. And then you talk to them through mental parse cards every day while you're gone, okay?
Okay.
All righty.
Okay.
Now, then you, MarthaNorwalk.com is my website. You can email me through that website. You can access the archives for the communication stuff, but you can also email me and let me know what's going on so that I can continue to work at least energetically with you all during the week, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, and God bless. And Lucy, come home.
Thank you.
All right, God bless. Bye-bye. All right, let's not forget that we have advertisers and sponsors that keep us on. Well, let's not forget. Mike hasn't forgotten. I'm talking to myself out here. And please listen, pay attention. thank them, support them. We'll come back and get to the rest of these behavior questions and get to the healing stuff. It looks like we won't do news today, but oh well, who cares? I'd rather do this anyway. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville, or you can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Tune in to Manson Mitchell at our new times.
Friday mornings at 10 and back by popular demand. Saturdays at 11 a.m.
Weekday or weekend, the A-Team of Alternative Talk brings you good gab and great guests.
We make talk radio fun again with topics from pop culture to the paranormal with a little politics on the side.
That's Manson Mitchell, now Friday at 10 a.m. and back on Saturday morning at 11 on Alternative Talk 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage and check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and the exciting new manual ligament therapy series. Go to nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 206-463-1425. That's 206-463-1425. Or check them out on Facebook.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I'd like to talk to you about Robin Alexis. Although I liked Robin right away, I was skeptical at first. But let me tell you, that was unwarranted, and now I believe that Robin is the real deal. Often referred to as the metaphysical mother, Robin's a spiritual empowerment coach with incredible gifts. Robin's a medium, ghost and baby whisperer, medical intuitive, past life reader, animal communicator, and channel. In addition to being a radio and TV personality and author, she's also a Reiki master teacher. Simply put, Robin is amazing. I know because she's been helping me incredibly on many levels. Robin is nurturing, powerful, and did I say phenomenally gifted? Robin can help you too. Her books and personal one-on-one phone readings can change your life forever. Let Robin help you heal and release those blockages so you can experience life more fully. To schedule a reading, go to robinalexis.com, and while you're there, download a free copy of the first two chapters of her new book. That's robinalexis.com, or give her a call at 360-457-2993. That's 360-457-2993.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
No other station brings you this much variety. Welcome to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and oh my golly, we are almost done with this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Wow. I am delighted to say that we've had a lot of fun today and doing a lot of great behavior and training and healing questions. And yes, I think Kathy made a note here up for Janny saying leave food and the door left open. Well, if you didn't, the first part of the conversation, Kathy, Janny said they always leave food out and the door open all the time for those cats to come and go. So that hasn't changed, I'm sure. But that was part of the deal. At any rate, I'm going to just hold on to all the news and the good news stories. There was a number of things in the news that I was going to just do a brief anyway and hold them over to next week because there'd be good issues for Robin and I to tune into. So I think that's going to work really well. Now, we don't have a lot of time to go into the healing stuff and the Pleckner syndrome, but I'm going to start with the very basics. I've already told you to get a lot of great information about the Pleckner syndrome. Go to my website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Go to the audio archives. Scroll all the way down. When we started archiving shows, the first show we archived was a Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pleckner. Now, it wasn't the first Vet Sunday he did, but it was certainly one of them. And from that point up, we saved all of the Vet Sundays with Dr. Al Pleckner. You can get to know him. You can hear a lot about the syndrome and all of that by doing that. Now, to get the basics about the syndrome, I'm going to, before we get off the air here, I'm going to tell you what it is briefly, but I'm first going to tell you where you can get a lot more information, because I guarantee you that you need, if you have animals or you're a human, who else would be listening? I don't know. But if you have animals or humans, this Pleckner syndrome pretty much underlies all chronic disease, illness, and behavior problems with dogs, cats, horses, and humans. You need to be educated. It has been missed by both human and veterinary medicine. Fortunately, we have a veterinarian in this area that was open enough to take a look at it and then realized, holy moly, it makes sense and it works and is very good at diagnosing and treating. So, Al, we started featuring Dr. Al and the Pleckner syndrome on Animal World here in December of 2003. That's when Al's definitive book came out. And write this down. The book is called Pets at Risk. If you don't know about it, if you haven't read it, you need to order it. It's a paperback. It's inexpensive. It's only about $13.95. You don't need to write down the rest of the title, but just so you know, it's Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. Dr. Al's name, it's Al, A-L, Pleckner, P-L-E-C-H-N-E-R, P-L-E-C-H-N-E-R. Now, you can get a lot of information about the Pleckner syndrome by going to Dr. Al's website, which is very simple, www.drpleckner.com. D.R. Pleckner, and again, that's P-L-E-C-H-N-E-R.com. Now, Dr. Al is out of retirement now. He's working again in Southern California. The reason he's not featured here on Vet Sunday any month anymore is because he works on Sunday, so he can't do a live show. But as soon as he can afford not to work on Sundays anymore, then he'll be back with us. But just so you know, he is available. You can arrange for a consultation via Dr. Al's website if you need one. I am personally getting calls from people all over the country. The last call was a guy up in Victoria, Canada, about his cat with suspects with Pleckner syndrome. The other one was a guy and his Airedale in North Carolina, who he'd talked his vets into testing for Pleckner syndrome, but he couldn't find anybody to test it, to treat it. So he called me for confirmation and all of that. So I get people all over the country calling and needing help with this. At any rate, to get the Pets at Risk book, go to the publisher. The publisher is www.newsagepress, just like it sounds, newsagepress.com. Newsagepress.com. You'll find the book there. You can order it and get it. Now, if you're not familiar with Pleckner syndrome, you haven't read anything about it, you need to start with that book because that's where all the basic details are. It's an easy read. It's simple and makes total sense. Pets at Risk, newsagepress.com. Now, Dr. Al has a new book out. I've just finished reading. It's available on Amazon.com. It's called 50 Years of Healing. 50 Years of Healing by Dr. Al Pleckner. It's a hardback. It's on Amazon. I think it's $26 or something. At any rate, you need to start with Pets at Risk, and then 50 Years of Healing is another great read. He's got another new one that is coming out within about 4 weeks. And I'm not sure. I have a whole promo for that, but several pages. I don't have time to read it to you here. I might be able to get that next month. But the next book that'll come out on Amazon by Dr. Pleckner is called Given Up for Dead. I assume it's going to be a continuation, more stories, more case histories, more stuff about the Pleckner syndrome. All right, now before I can, so that you want to get the books, read them, read Al's website. Let's see. Now we have a follow up here from Mary Beth regarding the Westie. Called my sister, lives in Spokane, and put her on speakerphone so she could hear your answers to my email this morning. She thanks you. Whoops. Don't put this on the radio. Sorry. But anyway, I'm glad that she found it. I don't know why we can't put this on the radio, but.
It was just the PS.
Oh.
Doesn't go on the radio.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Well, then good thing I stopped myself.
You stopped yourself
just
fine.
In time.
Yeah.
Okay, so no PS. But anyway, and also, Mary Beth, be sure and tell your sister that she can go to the archives on MarthaNorwalk.com. They'll be up later today or certainly by tomorrow. And if she listens to the second and the third hour of the show, she'll hear everything we had to say about it if she didn't catch it all on your speakerphone. And, of course, I can do more for her if she needs more help, so yada, yada. All right, let's see. Now, basically speaking, remember the Pleckner syndrome pretty much underlies all chronic disease and illness in dogs, cats, horses, and humans. What it's all about is one either, and this is animal or human, one either has the Pleckner syndrome genetically, meaning you, because of a genetic predisposition, you're born with it, the animal's born with it, or it is acquired during life due to a chemical exposure, toxicity, emotional trauma can trigger it. But it can be acquired anytime during life, or it can be the consequence of old age. Just happens as old age. Now, what it is basically about is that, and this is what has been missed. Most people, when you hear of cortisone treatment, you think, oh, bad stuff. We've been told that cortisone is bad. Well, it isn't bad. Cortisol is a normal hormone that our body has to have in a healthy amount to be normal. Okay? So this involves a cortisol, the normal hormone in your body. The normal cortisol is either deficient or it's defective in some way and is not recognized properly by the rest of the body, so it's not responded to appropriately. With the defective or deficient cortisol, the adrenal glands start putting out estrogen. This is what's been missed, okay? Because this is not ovarian estrogen. This is adrenal estrogen. Now, that's why the syndrome applies to male, female, spayed, neutered, doesn't matter because it's not ovarian estrogen, it's adrenal estrogen. When the total estrogen gets high enough, it begins to block or bind other hormones in the body, particularly the thyroid hormones. And by binding them, it prevents them from working. And then the antibodies start to deplete. And from that point, the physical body, and it can be either physical or behavioral, the individual starts to have problems. And like the title of the Pets Up book says, from allergies to cancer, it can be any of those things. Allergies, cancer, seizures, teeth and gum problems, inflammatory bowel problems, extreme fear, aggression, all that kind of stuff is underlied by this Pluckner syndrome. Now, all I have time to tell you right now is that I have lived with this, saved my horse, saved my golden Annie, saved my Abyssinian cats. So I have a number of years of experience now with diagnosing and treating. Some of my animals were born with it. Some acquired it as old age. But recently, you know, I just started a whole new family of cats, one rescue cat, and then four Abyssinians. I can tell you, and what I wanted to tell you now, all of them being a year or less of age, they all have Pluckner syndrome. Every single one of them. Gee, why do you think that happened? Could it be because I'm here and because I can educate all of you and you all can learn in this process? Guess so. So you're going to hear the story of all of my cats have it. They're on treatment. All of this. And so I will be filling you in on the symptoms they had, what we've prevented, a full brother that's not. On treatment and what's going on with that cat. So we're going to have all kinds of stuff to talk about. But start doing your homework. Listen to my archives. Get the Pets at Risk book. Read Dr. Al's website, because this is going to be our healing topic on the first Sunday of the month. We'll continue this, because why deal with the symptoms when we can get to the cause of all this stuff and prevent it? So get educated so you'll be able to follow me, and we will continue this. And all my cats are doing great. Now, before we close out here, yay-hoo! Mike remembered, stay tuned for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis. I want to thank you, Mike. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Aji. And we will be back next week. It is Robin and Martha Sunday. We'll catch you up on the woo-woo stuff with my kitties and all of that. Plus, tune in to Animals in the News and find out what the animals have to say. But let me remind you, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. Please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.